Hey guys, this is Zhao Smeng, and I'm here with Leftos, and we're here to do the first NLSC podcast, and we're just going to kind of talk about some of the things that are happening with the community and with 2K13 and some other stuff. So, Leftos.
Hello, everybody. Okay, so this is our first try, so excuse us if we're not the podcast you were expecting us to be. Zhao is going to start with some news from what's been happening in NLSC lately. See if you're significant enough to be mentioned. So that should keep you excited for the weekly podcast.
Yeah.
And that should get us some nice ass kissing in the forums.
Indeed. Okay. So let's start off with the most important news of the week. I, Zhao Smeng. No. I mean, we got some good stuff going on this week in the NLSC. Or it looks like in the future we're going to have a couple more contributors added to the contributor group. I just kind of went through and looked at what everyone was doing. And I can tell you that it sounds like, for a fact, Numeat, the kind of the developer behind the Ultimate Base roster with Hawk 23, it looks like he's probably going to be added. And we got a couple of live guys, and we're looking to have a pretty strong team going into 2K13, which is going to be ideal, in my opinion. What else? Sean John is going insane with the globals. He and MLP 1111, I believe it is, they're just doing great work with their graphics enhancements, and hopefully they'll get the values of the global to Leftos here so we can all make tweaks like that soon.
Yeah, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
I would love it. You know, and I would only love it because I use that global that has the full player reflections underneath the players and not just the one that are cut off on the knees.
Yeah.
So I've just been dying to get my hands on those values to put them into the global that I like.
Yeah, that didn't work out that well, though, did it? I mean, the reflections ended up being too strong.
Well, that's actually because of the quartz people were using. Because some of the quartz can be modded to show more of the reflections.
Okay.
So if you use the default quartz like I've been using and still, I'm sorry, Patchers, I'm still using the default quartz and then the quartz that I made. I'm a jerk. those quartz, it actually looks very realistic. And then actually I can actually limit the reflections a little bit, but I never got around to it.
Yeah, so maybe if we make the fully reflection globals the norm, maybe people will start modding quartz based on that. Maybe that's just wishful thinking.
Well, I think it's wishful thinking for 2K13 if we find it quick and get it out. You know,
yeah.
Hopefully I'll have enough time to make all 30 quartz.
You know, we have a lot of people working on quartz this year, and although Joe James went ahead and did all the 30 uniforms, the jerseys, mm-hmm. himself. We have a lot of different people working on the courts. And
Mythbuster, he's been key all year. If I was going to pick one of them out, Mythbuster did a great job this year with the courts.
Yeah, I concur on that. And but it seems to be slightly, you know, hard to get everyone on board to do a single thing. I mean, I love the community, I love being a part of it, but I would love to see a more coordinated, modding. Modding for 2K13, you know, to start and, put up those lists that I saw some previous games had on mod numbers and entries for our editor. And, you know, maybe this way people will know which courts still need modding and which mods haven't had any mods yet. I mean, Cyberface Patchers, I love their efforts, but they keep doing the same players.
Well, yes and no, because actually I just went through and updated over 300 Cyberfaces because I had to reformat my computer, obviously. And I went through that list that 123 Rockstar made, the sticky and the releases form.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I love that list. To be able to go through and just click each player like that. And yes, there are multiple versions, but I mean, you know, when you have Kobe going from Kobe to Kobe face mask to Kobe post face mask to Kobe Olympics.
Where can Rip Hamilton get the same love?
I hate Kobe, but I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm in the thread you mentioned, the 123 Rockstars Cyberface thread. There's 5 Cyberfaces for Rajon Rondo, 4 for Joe Johnson.
There's
like a gazillion Cyberfaces for Carmelo Anthony.
Is that bad?
Yeah, don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, it's nice to have choice, but there's still many players that get. Oh my God, Derrick Rose, how many Cyberfaces? But there's still, you know, I think 123 Rockstar did a good job on this on his thread, a really good job, because that's exactly what I want to see from early on in 2K13. I mean, if you're a Cyberface modder and you want to see what player doesn't get much love, hasn't gotten much love this year, you can just go to his topic and see which players haven't got any Cyberfaces and work on that. We can do the same with jerseys, with courts. You know, it takes a bit of effort to keep track of anything, and my own complete court and court guide has been outdated for quite some while because of, you know, lifestyle.
My tools thread is way outdated.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean,
it's nice to see that aren't even on the team, you know, working their ass off to keep threads going like that.
But the thing you have to remember, though, is that while working for the community is good and coming up with every player updated and then getting everything into a thread or a pack that people can just download and just have everything updated at once, we have to patch what makes us happy. Because if we get burnt out and unhappy with what we're working on, or if like the criticism is too much and there's not enough payoff for it, that's when people leave.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to do it for your own mental health, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I understand modders going for their favorite players or teams first, you know, but I just like these kinds of topics because it allows the community to coordinate their efforts as a complete modding experience as possible.
Indeed. Yep.
Yeah. So, okay, what else is new around NLSC?
Let's see here. I've been, talk about myself again.
Yeah.
No, I've been noticing,
Ultimate Base Roster version.
Jeez. Oh, yeah. Sorry, the elephant in the room. I totally forgot about it. Yes, yeah. we had a new version of the Ultimate Base Roster, which, amazing as always.
I appreciate it. I mean, it's the middle of the summer and these guys haven't stopped working a bit. I mean, modding in other areas has kind of died off. There's still people working, but it's not the hectic thing that was going on in spring.
Well, this happens every year, though, because, I mean, what do we have going on in the NBA right now? The Olympics are over and the FIBA mod is out, but, you know, it's over with now. I'm sure the announcement of the 2K13 Olympic team, that's a big deal, but you know, there's nothing really to get us excited about 2K12 anymore modding, because we're just going to hear more about 2K13 and how 2K13 kicks the crap out of 2K12. So why are we going to keep playing it?
Yeah. I remember staying, not being able to sleep the last days before 2K12's release. I was that excited about it. As weird as that sounds, after all the complaining I've done about how bugged the game worked out to be, I was really excited about the game, and I was finding myself playing some 2K11 just to help time pass, but I was so disappointed at what I was seeing, because I had watched all those gameplay videos and I had actually gotten my hands on the X360 demo, and I was thinking, why can't I do all those post moves? It makes no sense to play 2K11 anymore. I mean, the 2K12 demo had ruined the 2K11 for me.
Yep.
And I hear people bitching about 2K12 and saying that it was a terrible game and that they were going back to 2K11. I can see that. I mean, 2K12 had its problems and I've complained about them more than the next average guy that played it, but maybe it's just me being young and being able to enjoy things more. I don't know.
Well, there's just different things that, you know, I agree with those people. I have more power to them. I mean, granted, I didn't like 2K10 or 2K9 that much, and that was the year I went back to NBA Live 2004, I think it was. I mean, that's a little bit more of a drastic jump, but I mean, it's all, like I said with the patchers, it's still just about having fun. If people can look over not having those post controls, which I can't, that I'm with you. 2K11 was ruined for me with 2K12.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a problem, and I'm sure 2K13 is going to ruin 2K12 for me. I'm expecting and waiting it for the demo to do that to me. But thankfully, this is the good part with 2K releasing that demo a week before release, because that's only a week I'm missing out on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's the point you were trying to make. I was thinking you were going the other way. That the demo should be out earlier. But I agree with you because it's a pretty limited demo as well. I mean, 2K12's demo, I haven't gotten my hands on 2K11, on the 2K11 one, but 2K12 had a 5-minute quarter, or 2-minute quarter?
Yeah, 2-minute.
2-minute quarter, and you had to restart the game every time, and there was no play calling.
Nope.
I mean, that's as limited a demo as you can do.
And that's the thing I don't understand, is that 2K's demos have sucked.
Yeah.
Terribly.
Yeah, pretty much.
The best demo that 2K put out was the draft combined for 2K10. And that wasn't even a freaking demo. That was a $5 arcade game. So, I mean, that's probably something you don't... Do you even know about that?
Yeah, I had heard about that, but back then I didn't even own an X360, and it was one of the things that 2K never brought to PC. So, I never got my hands on that.
Well, just imagine what we could have done with the 2K10 version of the PC version if we knew what we know now with 2K12.
Yeah, yeah. But I would have also been 2 years younger, so I wouldn't have known all the things I know now, and
right.
Be such a valuable and indispensable member of the community. Yeah?
Right.
Yeah? Yeah. I should add some, clapping sounds here. Okay, so you talked about 2K13 and how it's going to ruin 2K12 for you, and how you're sure about that. Is it just because it's a new experience, or is it because you're already excited from what you've seen so far?
No, it's got nothing to do with any of that. It's because you can self-value off the glass.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. My first mod for the NLSC, my first post on the NLSC, was motivated by doing self-alley-oops. For NBA Live 2005, my first post in the NLSC was a mod that unlocked all of the NBA teams into the All-Star Game mode just because that mode had a off-the-glass button. Okay.
That was missing in gameplay?
That was in gameplay, yes.
Ah, okay.
So that's how big of a deal being able to oop it off the glass to yourself is to me. So 2K13 is going to ruin everything for me just for having that button. You press alley-oop and towards the hoop, and you'll oop it to yourself. But no, I don't think that... I'm not too excited for 2K13, actually. I'm trying to think of the best way to put it. I know they're going to get me. 2K has the stupid track record with me, where they've kind of gotten me the past couple of years, where I get so excited for the game, and then, like, with 2K10, we had that replay glitch. I was also in 2K11, and 2K11 had that absolutely abysmal blacktop mode, and 2K12 had the speed issue and other fun issues that we all know about. So, I mean, I'm excited for 2K13. I'm ready for a new game, but... it just doesn't...
Blacktop isn't going to be good enough for you.
Well, in Blacktop... unless they go back to 2K8, Blacktop will never be good enough for me.
Yeah, yeah. You're pretty unpopular with what you focus on in the 2K13 forums. You can be as vocal as you want about the Blacktop mode, but I don't see you getting much support in that.
Hey, no. I got Gogo Dantes and Shorty UBK.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know. I'm a former group, and we're just gonna take over the NLSC. We're gonna be the Blacktop
group.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a coup really soon. Yeah. I should. I think you're going to be exposed by this podcast, so you may have ruined your chances.
Hey,
let's get back on topic. Let's actually discuss the K13 and what we know so far. So what has got you most excited about the game besides the off-the-glass oop? Nothing?
Well, in comparison to that, I was going to say that I was excited to have the... ball physics fixed, because that really bugged me in 2K12, but I found a fix for that, so I'm happy with that now. I was going
to
be excited.
Do you want to say?
I was going to say, I mean, the one thing in 2K13 that's got me the most excited is the Jay-Z integration. No.
wait, that's huge! Jay-Z integration? When did that happen?
No. It's the animation fluidity. It looks,
yeah.
The animations are doing great, and you know, one of the things that I was kind of mulling over, other than the animations, that I might be excited for is the right stick dribbling. And because I do miss that with live, but I hate shooting with the left trigger and the right stick at the same time. Again, you might not know this, but NBA Live 07 did the same thing. You dribble with the right stick, and then if you hold the left trigger, you did the superstar moves, which is essentially shooting with the right stick. So, I mean, it's kind of a been there, done that for me. And I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy Live 07 for many reasons, but I didn't enjoy it, that shooting mechanic either. So I'm a little worried. I'm a little skeptical of it. But if I had to pick one thing I'm excited for, it'd just be the fluidity.
Yeah. I remember how much big of a jump it was in terms of fluidity since you mentioned it from 2K11 to 2K12. I mean, I was amazed by the videos and I couldn't wait to get my hands on the game and see if that was actually translated into my console and my PC, or if they were just using some super built PC that only did those animations so fluidly. And it was, I believe it was a big jump.
Oh, it was a big jump.
Yeah. Yeah, and I keep going back to those gameplay videos from the older, from the live series, mm-hmm. and the earlier 2K games that we never got on the PC, and I, it's even more impressive to see how much the animations have developed them, have been developed over the years, and how much of a, more of a fluid game we're getting compared to, say, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's huge.
But, Yeah, it's pretty huge. And 2K13 has even managed to go past 2K12. I was thinking it would be hard to do. I mean, I had some I had some issues with the animations. I mean, how long it took after you did an iso motion move to go into doing something else, into dribbling towards the basket, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But the animations seem so fluid, and I heard Shakedown in his preview video mention about 4,000 new animations being put in, and the little gameplay from the that you can actually notice the details we have gotten from the demos and Gamescom seems really impressive in that aspect. So, yeah, I agree with you. But I'm also excited about the bounce pass.
Yes.
I was infuriated by the pass choice, the pass choices that 2K12 made for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, soccer games, for a comparison, allow you to do three or four different kinds of passes, and there's triggers and buttons to switch those passes to something different, and there's a difference on how many times you push the pass button and how hard you push it. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, it's a soccer field, you need to have more options, but I don't see why bounce pass took so long to get in, and it's a thing that has got a lot of people, I mean, I guess everyone is excited about being able to manually bounce pass whenever you want. And the Gamescom impressions regarding bounce passing are really good. I mean, they have implemented it perfectly, if the previews are anything to go by. And everyone's saying that you're able to do your thing and go on fast breaks and thread the needle through the defense much easier using a bounce pass whenever you want.
Well, I mean, another reason people were so pissed off about it is that 2K had total control passing in College Hoops 2K8, where you could do a bounce pass, you could do a lob pass, you could do different types of passes by using a trigger and then one of the face buttons. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's more of a, hey, you gave it to this in this one great game and you never gave it back to us. What's the deal? And it's great. I agree with you. I think that having a manual bounce pass, I've had multiple times where I've been playing my 2K12 association going, damn it, you know, let me bounce past that. It does a terrible pass, but, I mean, we'll just have to wait for it.
Yeah, I guess there's that's not the only thing I saw being removed from the 2K series, coming from College Hoops 2K8 to the NBA 2K9 game. I mean, the whole the impressive studio halftime show,
mm-hmm.
and the weekly recaps, was that a thing in College Hoops? I had seen
yes,
some
it was.
Pages from, yeah. And those weren't in 2K9, and they started redeveloping them. They got back in 2K10 and were improved upon in 2K11 and 2K12. But they still seem to be lagging compared to what 2K had managed to do with College Hoops 2K8. But presentation seems to be a major point for them. They didn't begin their developers' previews with that, but they have already talked to us during the Jay-Z announcement about how much presentation has been an aspect. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm expecting big things from 2K. I'm saying I'm expecting. I'm not saying. Yeah, I'm hoping maybe for big things. That's the right way to put it. I'm not sure if I'm actually expecting those big things. I mean, gameplay has been constantly improved upon. 2K11 to 2K12, I always felt 2K the gameplay was improved, even though some new problems would have been introduced, but the additions outweighed those problems. I mean, the post controls in 2K12, I loved them. Mm-hmm. Once I got used to them through the training camp, the training mode, or whatever it was called, I love them. I couldn't go back to 2K11 even after the 2K12 started crashing on me every other game. One of the few things we couldn't get over this year. And, I mean, 2K12 had many of those, and I would be seriously hoping 2K have taken their time with the quality assurance this year. To iron out the bugs. I want to be optimistic about that, but I just don't know. It's like expecting PC Online to be perfect.
That's just not gonna happen.
But anyway, but I don't know if it's people playing the game early and the excitement overtaking them, but I'm seeing really positive word coming out of Gamescom and the community team up members. Well, what's your take on that?
I think it's legitimized. What I have seen does seem like a better game. It does seem like a lot of the issues of 2K12 have been taken care of. I think there's a reason to be excited. But my issue with 2K, I mean, I know I said my issues were, you know, the speed issue and some of the passing and stuff. I just want more from 2K off the court. So while I do think it's allowed to be excited about the gameplay, what we've heard, what we've seen, I'm more skeptical about what they're going to let me play for 12 months until 2K14 comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're talking about game modes.
Which we know nothing about.
Yeah. I mean, it's early. They said that they'll be going into game modes come September.
Yep.
Which is in 10 days, I mean. There's still developer previews to come. There's some things that 2K has done this year that has given me a new appreciation for them and Visual Concepts, which are the developers of the game. I mean, the community, some things I didn't expect. I'm going to quickly go through them. The community team members were allowed to talk about their criticisms as well.
No.
I wasn't expecting that.
No.
I was expecting a lobotomized previews of everybody being happy and excited and being like the...
I'm going to stop you right there because I do have a problem with that.
Okay.
Though we found out that the game that the team up members played is the same exact demo that was played in Gamescom in Germany. They didn't get to play with the Celtics and all the other teams. They played with the Heat and OKC in one 5-minute quarter, just like Gamescom. So.
Well, you were expecting them to get the full NBA 2K13 experience.
I was, because if they can have such a limited demo with no play calling, with certain features turned off and everything, you know, if they can gear it so that they can only really see positive things, and then any negatives that could come out of it, you know, they can just kind of say, oh, we don't have that implemented yet, or, oh, we already had that fixed in our earlier build because this build is 2 weeks old. I mean...
Yeah. the community team up have come up later then in the schedule?
No, I think for 2K's hype machine, this was perfect. They were there at the same time as Gamescom. We didn't have to rely on impression. But these are people that we know. It's like as if they flew them to Gamescom, but instead they flew them to Florida or wherever they're based. I don't even know actually. Where's 2K based?
I'm not sure as well. Let me look that up. Well, but I'm going to talk about another thing I wasn't expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Them starting the developer previews with gameplay. That was a really good move on their part. I wasn't expecting that. I mean, the last year's first developer preview was about marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got that this year with the community weekly updates. That was kind of a pure marketing move, but we got gameplay information really early this year. And they actually seem to listen to the community and the main issues. I mean, most people that came out of the community team up say that speed problem is mostly fixed. Chris Smooth was the one that made the huge speed video for 2K12, and he was impressed, but he still had some quirks. I mean, he said he played for 5 to 6 hours,
mm-hmm.
that 5-minute quarter, and he only saw he was only frustrated with the speed issue maybe once or twice. That was what he said, while Sekdown said that Kendrick Perkins tried to do a fast break on his own and Russell Westbrook... Russell Westbrook. They're on the same team now, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
Chalmers,
yeah. Okay. So Chalmers, caught up with him right away, and that fast breaks are much easier to do. And also, they seem to focus on things that the community was really vocal about, and I appreciate that. I appreciate to see that so early, to see them answering the problems the community mentioned. I'm not expecting them to say that, okay, we screwed up with 2K12, there was a lot of issues and problems, and we've taken care of bugs, for example,
mm-hmm.
that the game isn't going to crash on you or erase your stats if you save in the middle of the game, or tell you that your team has 80 assists per game. I'm not expecting that, but if they can address the problems that the community was having gameplay-wise so early and be so thorough about it, I really appreciate it. And I mean, you say that they didn't get to see the other things that weren't in the demo, such as play calling, but I'm going to be optimistic about that one as well, because remember the 2K12 was the first one of its iteration that had the branch out plays. The plays that could go two ways or three ways differently,
yep.
And the Caesar previews for 2K12. So I'm thinking play calling was pretty much well done last year, except the inbounds play calling.
Oh, the inbounds was terrible, but...
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I think it's just a frustration that they didn't get to see more, that we didn't get more information. I do like how that first guy that posted his video that got taken down and then he re-uploaded it, Skillas, I think it was. He tried to get information about other Olympic teams and other information like about how Scottie Pippen wanted as much money as Jordan and all those details.
His name is
that's
Smalls.
Smalls? He was
Smalls 99, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's about as big as me, so that's fine. But, I mean, I appreciated that he was able to get that kind of information kind of coyly out of them. But, I don't know. I'm just kind of going back to how limited they saw it. I mean, once I found out that they were playing the same thing we've been seeing from Gamescom, it just kind of put a damper on everything for me.
Yeah, but they've already mentioned they are going to do specific game mode stuff later and in September. And one of the things I'm seeing in the previews is mentions of association. I was excited about association last year because I think it was mentioned that it was getting its own preview, and then it was online association, and I didn't care so much because I'm on the PC,
yep.
And online is terrible. To put it mildly. So, but this year, Smalls, I'm reading his summary of his preview, and in the modes, the last thing is that they're going to do. They have worked on association, and you were telling me. Were you the one that was telling me that, or was it Patrick that told me that they had already done a new association mode for 2K12, but scrapped it at the last minute?
That was my opinion. I remember hearing something in between 2K11 and 2K12 that they did something with 2K12's association mode, and then it was never mentioned again.
Yeah.
So, and since 2K12 was so similar to 2K11 in how everything's set up, I do think that there's a major renovation coming. but we'll see. I mean, that's the best way I can say. We'll see. There's nothing we can do to really get that information out early or anything. So it's just a sit back, let the hype machine do their thing until we find something that we like to listen about.
But we have seen gameplay videos. There are some things that need to be worked out, but there's still the 2 weeks old build excuse, and that we still have a month to go, and we brought you in to listen to what you have to say, and that we're going to listen to your issues with the game. And they were able to openly talk about the issues they had with their game. So I'm guessing 2K isn't going to take the risk of being embarrassed by their own community team up and letting them talk about problems if they're going to persist into release day. Because, I mean, those people aren't being, besides the flight, I don't think they're being paid by 2K, and they're allowed to say negative things about it. So, I mean, if 2K13 comes out and the things they mentioned that should be fixed before the game comes out and they're not fixed, that's going to be pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, and it could very well happen, and I'm sure they'll handle it however they want to handle it. It's just, you know, these are just those things that it's out of our control, and you just got to kind of cross your fingers and hope for the best.
Yeah, we'll see. We still have a lot of 2K13 info to get into.
Oh, yeah.
It's still August 20, and the game is coming out October 2.
Yep.
So we know 2K13 is coming October 2. When is Live 13 coming out? To get into that for a while.
You know, I don't even really want to talk about it. I mean, yeah, there's not much to... it's something that I'd rather talk about more when we know stuff rather than speculate on. I mean, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to defend. I mean, I'll be honest with you. The Minecraft baller that I put up when I was talking about the 2K13 videos, that wasn't the first video I uploaded. I actually recorded... one talking about NBA Live 13, and the entire time, as I was doing it and as I was, you know, talking about it and everything, all I was thinking to myself was, I can't do this because... You can't defend.
There's nothing to talk about. Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, and I really hope they get their act together and something good comes out of it. But we just kind of got to wait and see.
Yeah, I think that Electronic Arts, the company's credibility got kind of shattered when Elite 11 was cancelled, and they were promising to get a new team together and work on the game the right way this time. So I don't think dropping it a second time is an option, especially since there's rumors that Electronic Arts is looking to sell. People want you to be dependable, and when your investors put their money into you because you promised to get a product out, and then you just drop it at the last second, this isn't Kickstarter. You're not telling them that there's a risk the product may never come out, no matter how much money you throw on me. Electronic Arts has put some great games over the years and has some great franchises going. I mean, FIFA and Battlefield and The Sims are great sellers. I'm not saying I'm agreeing with the EA strategy, but they have many successful franchises. And the live series since Elite 11 seems like a dropped ball that can't be picked up for some reason.
Well, at this point, you know, if... what we heard in the Kotaku article was true about the bugginess of the game, and if it's really that bad, I mean, I almost feel like they just need to take what they did in Live 10, throw the new faces, throw the new commentary, throw the new artwork into that game, and just re-release NBA Live 10 updated.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
Yeah, I guess
it,
so.
Live 10
they
was
have
good.
To get some game out, but...
Live 10?
Yeah.
Was did you play it?
Yeah, I have played some on my... I rented it just to be able to compare. When I heard that Elite 11 was cancelled, I wanted to see what Electronic Arts was up to. I went back to 2K because I didn't want to... Live 10, from the little I played, I liked it, but not so much... to buy that game over 2K.
I will say this. If we had NBA Live 10 on the PC, I'd probably still be playing it rather than 2K.
Yeah.
I'd go as far as to say that because that's how much I've been enjoying that game lately. I've been enjoying it because, you know, we have a Big D's roster update that you can friend me for on Xbox Live if you want to. And you can download it through the EA Locker. And it's got the updated, you know, rosters just like the UBR does. But, I mean, it's unfortunate, but we have nothing really to talk about, unfortunately, because I know that those screenshots that we saw when they made that initial announcement, I'm sure that those are going to be considered bullshot and that they're out of date and that the full game's not going to look like that. We never actually got any gameplay. We never actually got any true video footage. It almost looked like the footage that we did get was kind of mocapped, kind of like what they did with NBA Live 09. I mean, hopefully this is the week, and I know we say that every week. Maybe this will be the week we hear something. But for the most part, we just kind of got to sit back and wait and let them decide what they want to do with their marketing strategy and how they want to release the game and when they're going to release the game. And until then, I'm going to try to do my best not to really have an opinion about it and just kind of hope for good competition this year.
Okay. So, okay. I agree that we have nothing to talk about as far as Live 13 goes, but there's a week to look forward to. I mean, it's just starting. It's Monday now that we're recording the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think 2K is going with this week? What are they going to follow up the gameplay footage that got out and all the team up previews with?
Well, the gameplay was labeled Gameplay Part 1, so I'm expecting Gameplay Part 2. And I bet you it will be about, I'm going to say they're going to do passing and their dynamic shot generator. I think that's going to be the focus of this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still waiting to see a more detailed preview of the quote-unquote real-time physics that were rumored to be in the game but aren't in the game.
Yeah, and that's because evidently the marketing people, the media that saw the game, thought it was real-time physics.
I mean, good job to give. You can persuade people that they are real-time physics even if they're not.
Yeah, so, I mean, they have some kind of shot generator that we don't know a lot about, and I'm sure there'll be a full, you know, maybe they'll do that this week. There'll be the full dev explanation on that. But that's Friday, so...
Did you feel, one last question, because I know we have to wrap up.
Yeah.
So did you feel that the developer preview video was a bit short compared to the detailed developer diaries that we got last year?
No.
I mean, it was 90 seconds of footage, or does the fact that it is a video make up for the length of it?
I mean, the one thing we have to remember is that we also got a bunch of articles with it to help describe what we were seeing. Because, you know, that really helped explain the new controls. But I do think it's better because, as I did on my YouTube channel, I slowed down the footage and I got a good look at some of the gameplay of 2K13 through that. I saw some players that were facing the wrong direction. I saw some players that were doing quirky things in the background, which I wouldn't get to see through a text insight.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were able to slow down the footage and bitch and moan about the game that isn't out.
Exactly.
Because that's what we do. We ruin your expectations.
Hey, you know what? They got my baby, and I want them to, you know, make the game as great as possible, and so I can get them every year and then complain about it because I feel justified spending my money like that.
Okay. Yeah. I guess we all want that. No matter how much we complain because we love the game and we want it to be as good as it can be. I mean,
that's why we pass.
To sum up, since 2K12's lifespan is coming to an end by a terrible 2K13 release, which I don't believe is happening. I mean, 2K12 for me was a good game. I can't say it was great because it frustrated me more times than I would want it to, but I liked the gameplay, I liked the experience I was having with the game, I had fun playing it when I wasn't doing a fast break, that is. And it really gave me some solid things to hope for, considering they're looking like they've improved the game for 2K13. So I'm looking forward to more stuff, whatever's coming this week and the following weeks for 2K.
Same here.
Yeah. So, okay, let's wrap this up. This was the first NLSC podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and we hope to be back next week with more news from the community, what you're doing, what we're doing, and what 2K and Electronic Arts are up to. So I'm Leftos. Thank you for listening, and to shut you down, this is John Smith.
Yes, John Smith, Zhao Ming. Go to my YouTube videos and watch them all.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you why you should do that, but you should do that. Okay, so have a nice week, and we'll see you guys next week with another podcast.
Take care, guys.